Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're in the 19th chapter of Acts. The Apostle Paul has spent the last 2 years in Asia ministering to people in both Jews and Greeks, seeing many people come to Christ, teaching this message of grace. He's been joined in the message of grace by Apollos at the end of the 18th chapter, who's in Corinth, while Paul is in Ephesus. And in the 11th verse, something interesting happens. God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them. I want to comment on this very fascinating couple of verses here, 11 and 12 of Acts 19. And I want to hone in on the fact that God worked unusual miracle at the hands of the Apostle Paul. Let it be known that the Holy Spirit does not follow your guidelines, our guidelines. He doesn't do things the way we think he should do them. The old King James, by the way, says the word special miracles in this passage. New King James, unusual miracles in this passage. The Holy Spirit is not limited by what we think he can and cannot do. I have heard of miracles that I've never seen. I've heard of them, and I've heard of them from reputable sources that make me believe they happened. I've heard of people receiving gold teeth after prayer. I've heard of gold dust falling on congregations. I've heard of people having manifestations of feathers or whatever that made them believe that the Holy Spirit was there, let them know that the presence of God was there. I don't take it upon myself to police these things, to say this was God, this was not God. What I do know is that in the Bible, in the book of Acts, the Bible very specifically says there were special or unusual miracles. These were things the world had never seen. And no doubt if I had been there in those days and someone told me some of these things, I probably would have said, you know, I have a hard time believing that. Then again, that's what makes it miraculous, is you will have a hard time believing it. So I'm not here to say whether or not there are gold teeth, gold dust, white feathers, pink feathers, whatever. I do know that God doesn't need Paul White's approval for what kind of unusual miracles he might pull. And when he does them for his purpose, of which I am not always privy. So I will say this, I will not set my mouth against what the Holy Spirit might be doing. As long as the Father gets the glory, I'm cool. Not that God needs me to be cool, but as long as the Father gets the glory, as an old song said, who am I? In the case of Acts 19, the miracle is that handkerchiefs and aprons are brought off the body of Paul and put on people who have diseases, and evil spirits are leaving. That's an unusual miracle. Jesus didn't do it. Peter didn't do it. Paul did it. And the book of Acts found it interesting, and so do I. What's the response? Verse 13, some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. We're going to find out if this is a successful way to walk in the name of Jesus on the podcast tomorrow, because there's some detail and we don't want to miss it. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.